Good morning and welcome to episode 3 of the Chalky Flora podcast. This is a morning trip to work. It's very wet and dismal. It's in a March the 15th or something like that. And today what I want to talk about is the fact that I'm continually multitasking, and I know lots of people are. And so sometimes it scrambles up inside my head, so this is as much for my benefit as anyone listening, but I do hope it helps a few people who might be in the same situation. I've got I'm on my way to work. This we know, this is when I'm recording my podcast, so it's great to know that I'm driving at the same time as talking. I listen to quite a lot of podcasts. I'm quite keen on podcasts, and one of the ones I listen to is Alice Nichols, All Rise Up. Brilliant, brilliant podcast. And I was listening to one from her the other day when she was in her car. And she was so amusing because she was driving from home to the airport. And she was chatting away. I don't think she really intended to talk as much as she did. And then she went, "Oh, I'm there." Which is a bit like that. I sort of have these kind of landmarks on my way to work, and I'm chatting away and I think, oh, I've got to that one, oh my goodness, and I'm still talking, and I'm still not talking about the thing I intended to. So that's part of it. Just for fun, in the middle of all this, we've just moved house. When I say we've just moved house, we've moved from a rental house to a house which we are purchasing. So the rental house that we're living behind, we have a month's notice on. So we've sort of half moved house. We're living in our new house, but our old house is still full of, well, crap, frankly. So the terrifying prospect of a couple of weeks of clearing out of the loft and the sheds and the garden and it looms. And that's one of those things that has to get done. Chalky Flora, meanwhile, has got its first gig, if you will. I've just managed to book the first fair that I really, really want to do, and that's in June. And in June, we'll be selling plants, fleece, dye plants, all the stuff that we do at a lovely fair down in Somerset that we always go to. But when you think about it, I'm now in March, so I'm 3 months off that, so, and I've got nothing planted to speak of. I've got a ton of planting work to do for that to actually happen. It's a very low-key fair, which is why it's the one I wanted to do first. In a way, I'm not too stressed. You know, if I've got 100 plants, I'll be good. It's not like it's a massive, great thing. But even so, 100 is something to achieve. And we also need to have fleece, prepped fleece, drop spindles and all that sort of stuff. So that's a big one. Now, the weekend before that fair is the Royal Bath and West show. Now, the Royal Bath and West show is our local show, and we've always really wanted to show our sheep at it. It's always been our aim. However, unfortunately, it's also like the earliest show of the season. So it's like the last week in May, and it's usually when school half term is. It's a 4-day show and you effectively have to stay for 5 days. So we've all promised ourselves we'll do the Bath and West this year because we had to cancel last year. And now we're looking at it again going, I don't think this is gonna happen. Which is just so sad because we really want to show our sheep. Okay, so that's that. So, you know, all those things. If you look at my 3 months ahead, it's just mental. And I'm also hoping to expand Chalky Flora's repertoire into essential oils. So I've got a lot of learning to do about that, and I've done quite a bit of sort of theory and study about that in the past, but I've got to bring that all to life. I did an aromatherapy qualification donkish years ago, and I want to just really bring that back in with the idea of growing the plant. Everything we do at Chalky Flora is kind of about having a complementary setup. So what we want you to be able to do is to come and buy, as an example, from us an armful of fresh flowers. We want you to be able to come to us and say, do you know, I'd like some fresh cut flowers in my house, and we'd like to be able to come and get those from us. At the same time, while you're there, we'd like you to be able to, do you know what, I could actually grow quite a lot of my own cut flowers, and to be able to buy
plants.
A tray of plants. That you can put in your own garden and grow your own cut flowers. So that whole cut flower vibe, that the mental health that comes from being surrounded by beautiful flowers, is accessible in more than one way. And the joy and the beauty, I don't want to just bring it down to just sort of mental health, but although it really does, being around anything beautiful and natural really does boost your mood. And it certainly helps me. And so I'm calling it that, but I mean, it is also beauty, colour, art, whatever you want to call it. So we want both points of access for you. And then, again, with the dye stuffs, we want to grow all the plants that create natural dye stuffs, and we want to harvest those plants and put them into little bags and say to you, right, here's your, you know, nettle, or here's your whatever it is that you're going to dye with. And for you to be able to get that bag of dye stuff from us ready to pop in your dye bath now. But we also want to be able to have trays of plants, a big range of plants for you to choose from, that will enable you to create your own dye bath. So yet again, because for me, it's always I want to do something now, but actually I also want to do it authentically and totally myself from beginning to end. And if I've just thought I want to dye some fleece, but I don't have any sheep, and I want to learn to spin, and I don't have any sheep, and I don't have any dye plants, and so on and so forth. So I put myself in that place. I would want to go, right, okay, I'll go and buy this dye stuff from Chalky Flora. Oh, I can get some fleece as well, I'll do that. But meanwhile, I want to grow my own dye plants so that next year I'm doing this really authentically, really every last stage of it I'm doing myself. This is how I got into spinning and dyeing and who knows what else. I wanted to get from the sheep, our lovely sheep, to whatever it is, a cardi or a woolly hat or a pair of socks. Absolutely myself. The stage I have not yet attempted, I have to tell you, is shearing. Partly because our sheep are huge, they're show sheep, so it's really important that they have a really good finish on them. But one day I'd quite like to get, we used to have Jacobs, I'd quite like to get a couple of Didier sheep, a more compliant sheep, and actually share them myself as well, but that's another story. For me, doing everything, the whole thing from beginning to end, is the reason I do lots of things. I want to get involved and do everything. So that's why we want to provide your dye plants as well as your dye flowers. And this goes, you know, through the whole thing as a theme. And I'm really into how aromatic plants and herbs and what have you can really affect your health and well-being and your life. They can affect your mood. They can support various areas of your health. So they can support your immune system. They can support your respiratory system, whatever it is. For thousands of years, herbs have been used and flowers have been used to treat and support various health areas, shall we say. The current top tier way to do that is using essential oils. Therapeutic grade essential oils are incredibly intense. But personally, I want to share that experience. I want to be saying, well, you know, the oil that serves your purpose in supporting this area of your health might be basil, but I want you to be around basil as well. I want you to be able to get plants of basil, and so on and so forth. So the whole thing is quite integrated, and I haven't really got the oils bit sorted yet, and I need to get the oils bit sorted pretty soon. So those are all the things that in the next 3 months, all of the things. So that was why, really, I want to talk about multitasking and why I think it's a good thing and a bad thing. Let's start with the bad, let's start with the negative, and then kick on to the positive. I think it's negative in as much as we expect so much of ourselves. And in this world, if you're part of any sort of social media feedback loop, so possibly, you know, Instagram, you're always being faced up by people who seem, and maybe some of them are, but a lot of them seem to be succeeding in about six different fields at the same time. As we all know, we've all had this conversation, it is their highlight reel. So, you know, you do see their kids, the days their kids do look adorable. You don't see the days when they look a mess. You do see the day when the cake that they baked looks, you know, worthy of competition, worthy of the bake-off. You don't see the day when it flopped. All of those things, we know it's the highlight reel. But actually, to be honest, when people, that doesn't always come for me a great deal, because I say, well, look, my highlight reel doesn't even look like their highlight reel. So that it helps, but not much, because I just couldn't bake that cake. My children are grown and gone. They're 22 and 19. I love them to pieces. They're both fantastically successful in their own way. They're both adorable. But if I look at your Instagram picture of when your kids were 8 and 6, and they are much, much cuter than my kids were at 8 and 6, because of the setting you've put them in, the clothes you've put them in, which you, you know, hand wove from plant-based materials or something, and yeah, you know, what stuff. I can't go back and put that right. I literally can't go back. My kids have grown and gone. And so, you know, there's things about it that we put such expectation on ourselves. And most of us live with the grim realization that we've failed to meet up to all those expectations. So that's the bad side of it. The good side of it is, I think we're just so blessed to live in a time, in a generation, when you can do this. You know, my mother, God rest her soul, died sort of 30-some years ago. And I think now, it was not long ago, I started thinking about things like the mobile phones that we use and thinking, you know, she wouldn't have understood. She wouldn't have understood at all. So much of the technology that goes on now, if my mum could suddenly reappear with us, and by goodness, I wish she could, she would look at so much of the technology, and it just would be, it would be like something off Star Trek, you know. She would not believe it was true. And that's just phones. Look at the technology we've got. Look at the world we live in. Very easy to knock it. But to be honest, I think it's really quite fun. You know, driving to work, for some, unless you go back to an era when I wouldn't have had to drive to work, which I'd quite like, actually. I must admit, if you went back to an era where I would just walk round the corner, which I did for many years when I was a groom, but I didn't pay much for it. unless you go back to an era like that, if you're going to assume that you're going to have to commute somehow, wow. Sitting in this sort of, the sound quality is probably rubbish. I do apologise that the sound quality is not what we've come to expect. But I'm sorry, if you listen to some old recordings that went out from the BBC, the sound quality was worse than this 50 years ago. We need to get a grip, you know, and we're so blessed. I'm here apologising for my sound quality. Well, you can hear it, can't you? It's better than Pathé Noir's 1943. And I'm sat effectively in this little mini recording studio towards, I digress, but donkey's years ago, me and my niece were in a band, and we desperately tried to record. And I mean, we had a 4-track reel-to-reel. What was that about? I think it was an antique, even in its day. But you know, we tried to record separate tracks on this 4-track reel-to-reel, and we had some success with it, but it was just, you know, it was pretty much an antique, and it really, you know, we used to record in a village hall, and in order to get the drums to sound right, Christine, who is our drummer, used to have to sit in the kitchen, and she sometimes would miss her in, because, you know, she was making soup. A cup of soup in the kitchen, and we'd be like, you know, drum solo, nothing. That was when we were young, which admittedly now is quite a very long time ago, but you know, it's within 50 years, people. And here we are sitting with this amazing technology. We can multitask. I think my number one top reason why we should multitask is that we can. I can cook dinner whilst listening to a podcast. I can drive to work while recording a podcast. I can go to work, and when I get home from work, because I have a laptop and Wi-Fi and a phone that does amazing things, I can run my side hustle in the evening, in the morning, sitting in bed, the most amazing things I can do. And I just think the upside of multitasking is that we can do it, is that we live in an era which is just amazing. And we're able to do all these truly amazing things, and we should stop beating ourselves up about them and rejoice a little bit that we can and do multitask fantastically. So that's my thoughts on multitasking. Please keep hashtagging Just Start March. Join the Just Start March. Am I ready? No. Do I look ready? I've just explained to you I'm not ready. I haven't planted pretty much any of the seeds for the plants I need to sell in June. I'm possibly going to have to cancel a sheep show because I don't quite see how we're going to do it. I haven't finished clearing the house I've just moved out of. And I haven't actually got the oils part of Chalky Flora set up yet, but that's next. Apart from that, I'm super ready. No, I'm not ready. I am just starting because I want to do it. And it'll be too late if I don't do it soon. So I'm just going to do it. So yeah, please hashtag Just Start March. Please, even if you don't hashtag Just Start March, get out and just start. Just do it. Because, you know, none of us is promised tomorrow. And we have got such opportunity, such choice, such tools at our fingertips that we can afford on a sort of ordinary salary, and such great opportunity. So despite the fact that it's teeming with rain, I'm being sort of slightly Pippi Longstocking and saying, you know, let's just celebrate what we are and what we do and get on and do it. Let's not navel gaze about it too much. So look forward to seeing you soon, and have an absolutely great week.